This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. I'm Bill Pollack. If you took a health class in junior high or high school, you may have become certified in CPR. Remember, you'd shake that CPR dummy. Annie, are you okay? Did you do that? Well, now available here in Missouri is training for mental health. Tim Shockley is the clinical education coordinator for Mid-Missouri Area Health Education Centers. And he joins us here on Show Me Today to talk about instructors for adult, youth, and teen courses when it comes to mental health. Tim, welcome. I mean, it sounds like anyone can become a mental health first aid instructor.
That is correct, Bill. We are putting out a lot of trainings across Missouri right now, getting people trained to be a mental health first aider. We're also training other people to be instructors as well.
I know that, listen, you could say, okay, if you're going to administer CPR, it should come from a medical professional, but we could all learn those steps. But where does the training for mental health first aid begin? Because some people may be listening to this thinking, well, does Tim want me to talk someone off the proverbial ledge? I mean, where does mental health first aid begin?
Mental health first aid is an international evidence-based program that just teaches people how to identify and then how to understand and respond to signs and symptoms of mental health and substance use challenges. So just like if you're a CPR, giving someone CPR, you know, even if you're not like a licensed person, we're at the mental first aider, we're just trying to interact with people experiencing a mental health crisis. We're not trying to, you know, talk them off a ledge or anything, but we're trying to be able to be a better listeners, how to respond to them when they say something to us. And then, you know, first how to engage with them. Often a lot of Americans don't engage with people who often show signs of a mental illness. We tend to, you know, leave them alone. As we know, if you leave someone alone who has a physical condition, like you can see signs of a heart attack, you know, their chances of surviving are not going to be great. So we need to learn how to, you know, engage people with mental illness.
Kind of like a two-prong approach. You're looking for signs, teaching people how to look for signs, and then how to bring up and how to address those signs.
Oh, it can be a tough conversation, but with this mental health first aid program, we teach you, you know, how to assess for risk of suicide or harm, and then how to listen to people non-judgmentally. And then we also have a whole section on how to give reassurance and information. And giving that reassurance, you know, whether it's just saying, hey, I'm here for you, you know, if you need to talk, or giving them resources, information. So we put a lot of resources in the hands of our first aiders of how they can send someone to get, you know, professional help. Because, you know, we're not the one who's going to diagnose. We're not the ones who are going to give professional help. But we need to get these people into the hands of those who can help.
Tim Shockley joining us here on Show Me Today. If you're interested in becoming a mental health first aider, give us a picture of what one of these classes look like, because you can either do them in person or virtually.
Okay, so if you're going to, let's first just take the in-person class, right?
Yeah.
The in-person class is roughly about 8 hours long. It is a full day. It can be broken up into 2 4-hour days. From there, we go through the whole program to the beginning of just learning about mental health first aid, to learning about mental disorders, and then learning the action plan and how to assess, listen, and give, and encourage appropriate professional help. And from there, then we have a bunch of question and answer sessions. And there's usually a post-test at the end. For virtual, or what we sometimes call it, we could do a blended virtual. A blended virtual is you will first take a 2-hour self-paced online course, and that kind of cuts off a lot of the stuff that you would do, like the first couple hours in person in an in-person class. And then you will participate in about a 4.5-hour instructor-led training, whether that's in person too, because we can do blended in person. We can also do blended virtual, where the instructor is just with you on a Zoom call. We use Zoom as our video conference platform.
Tim, is this something that individuals would just do on their own, or is this something that would also work for employers?
Yes, for both. So, you know, there are three major mental health first aid programs. There's the adult mental health, so that's adults helping adults. Then there's youth mental health first aid program, which that is adults help who work with youth. So that would be more for your like your teachers, your youth organizations. And then there is a newer program called teen mental health first aid, and that's for teens in high school. So ages 15 to 18, roughly grades 10 to 12 would take this course, and that's teaching teens, you know, how to identify and understand and respond to signs of mental health within their friends and peers. So everyone can take this, from whether you're 99 all the way down to about 15.
Tim Shockley is a clinical education coordinator for Mid-Missouri Area Health Education Centers, and the state of Missouri is now offering mental health first aid classes. Is this open to everybody across the state? Do you have different centers? Is it close by for most Missourians who want to take part in this?
This is offered all across the state of Missouri. You know, we are working in collaboration with the National Council for Mental Well-Being in association with Mental Health First Aid of Missouri, which is headquartered out of St. Louis. And so we're working with them to put up classes. We do have classes on Mental Health First Aid of Missouri's website where they can go and look. These are free classes to join. We're also offering classes, you know, all throughout the state of Missouri through our organizations, which is Area Health Education Centers. There are seven centers. I currently work at Mid-Missouri Center, where primarily I'm focused on youth mental health first aid and teen mental health first aid. We are targeting certain areas of Missouri. We're targeting Southeast Missouri, and we're targeting predominantly rural places throughout Missouri who have a lack of mental health first aid, or just a lack of mental health professionals in their area.
The website, if you're interested in becoming a first aider for mental health, is mhfamissouri.org. mhfamissouri.org. And you can get more information on signing up for one of these classes. How long has this been going on in the state of Missouri? How long has this been offered?
Well, we started offering this in August of last year.
What's the end goal of getting Missourians trained in mental health first aid?
To me, I think the ultimate goal is first to try to eliminate the stigma of mental health first aid, to get people to understand that it's just like any other disease and that we do need to hit it head on. There are some staggering statistics when you start looking at mental health first aid. For example, 1 in 5 Americans have a mental health condition. Suicide is the second leading cause of death amongst teenagers. So those are just some staggering statistics. And I think the ultimate goal is to help people across Missouri better understand people with mental illnesses, how to engage with those people, and how to get those people professional help.
Tim, have you talked with people that have gone through this program and have become first aiders? And what has their response been after going through the training?
Yes, I have talked with a lot of people who have gone through this program, all three programs, whether it's adult, youth, or teen. And overwhelmingly, they have seen it as a great help for them, whether it's for them and their family members or for them and their community. We're seeing some great statistics coming out of some studies from these that overwhelming majority of people say they have used, you know, their training in mental health first aid to help people. So I'm excited about this program, and I'm excited for Missourians.
Tim Shockley, a clinical education coordinator for Mid-Missouri Area Health Education Centers, and the website again, mhfamissouri.org, if you would like to become a first aider. Tim, thank you so much for the information. Glad you could join us.
Thank you. Thanks for allowing me to talk about this.
This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.